turn the dial right now because
God, dude, this song is...
Good God, man, what are you doing? Quit it, you jerk.
You know.
Terrible, man.
It's a big purple dinosaur, man. It gets me all happy. It's Friday. Barney's on. Come on.
Our listeners are already tortured enough. Then you got you going all crazy, all Barney on them, for God's sakes.
He's got one big tooth. It goes all the way around.
One big tooth. Good for eating children, apparently. That's what it is. All right. Anyway, we got to keep things moving here. It is time for your morning dump. All right.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it. Yeah, pump it. Hey, Hunter, it's no pants day today.
Oh.
You've been doing that for a year already. What are you talking
about,
man?
Though, man. Yeah, it's no pants and put on a robe day. Sometimes I don't even put on the robe.
Yeah, I don't usually like having pants in the sense of long-legged pants on in the house. Even in the wintertime, I prefer shorts. I like shorts in my daily life. I'm not the kind of guy that's just going to go out, you know, without pants on. But
without pants on?
If we're talking about pants, I prefer short pants as opposed to long pants if I have to wear pants.
Otherwise, you could call it National Donald Duck Day because he never wears pants.
Which is so weird. What a weird concept, all right? He's got a shirt on. All right, but here's the funny thing, though, is when he gets out of the shower, he wears a towel. What's that? What's the deal with that?
Come on. Yeah. And he takes it off and just walks around. It's weird.
Actually most confident when I get out of the shower, out of that hot water. Usually I got a little bit more sway down there, you know, but anyway. So, yeah. Here's some pants facts. Pants were invented to make horseback riding more comfortable. The world's
What were they wearing before?
I don't know. Togas, loincloths, nothing.
Hey.
Yeah.
You think rubbish. Rubbish on that horse.
Yeah. That's chafing, man. That's chafing. Ah. The world's oldest pants were discovered in China, and they were believed to be 3,000 years old.
I think they have those actual pants, too. They're in a museum somewhere.
They're in a museum somewhere. Yeah, yeah. When they were new, pants were so controversial, England's Cambridge University ordered that any student who wore them to class should be considered absent.
No.
So no pants there.
You know what's weird if you think about blue jeans? I've had this thought before. Like, why blue jeans? You know, and I understood. I looked it up, and I understood the material part, but why blue?
Yeah.
You know, why the color blue? It could have been any color, right? Or what they're made of blue?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. They dye them.
The dye, yeah, because if they're, I don't know. You don't pick denim from a tree, and it's naturally blue, you know? So I don't,
you know?
I don't know. That was just the original color. We'll have to look that up.
Like, what that guy was, dude. Like, he had no idea what he was setting for the future. Like, everybody has blue jeans.
Why are blue jeans? We got the time. Why are blue jeans blue?
Yeah, love it.
Why most jeans are blue? People have been wearing blue jeans for centuries. Originally, the blue color came from a natural indigo dye. The dye was chosen for the way it interacted with cotton. When heated, most dyes penetrated the cotton fibers, but indigo dye attaches to the fiber surface instead. There you go, Hunter. That is why.
That is the answer.
It is. You know what jeans I have never been confident enough to wear? White jeans. I have never had the confidence. And I'm not saying I'm going around messing my shorts constantly, but the fact is, folks, when you're wearing white pants, you're asking for some kind of trouble. I mean, come on now.
Something. You better not sit down. You better not lean up against anything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, you just, there's no good that can come out of wearing white jeans in my mind. None.
So the other day we had golf leagues and I had like tan golf pants on and like a nicer shirt. And I walk into my dad's shop and I'm just like, dude, do not touch anything. Like if I rub against something in the shop, it's going to be black streaks everywhere.
Yeah. I got khaki pants on now. I got khaki shorts on. Yeah. And you shake extra hard when you're in the bathroom because no matter what you do, no matter what, you're going to get a stain. It's like, what? Am I a toddler? Do I not know? Good God. Take a little piece of toilet paper and dab it. You know, you're good.
Anyway. No, do what I do. Just rubber band it, you know.
Good God, man. It's fine. It turns blue. Lastly, the world's most expensive pair of mass-produced pants are Escada. And they're made with Swarovski, made with crystals. They cost $10,000 a pair. I thought for sure it'd be a pair of jeans from the Buckle. I thought that'd be the most
something,
expensive.
Right? You know, some lucky jeans
with those goofy ass designs on the pockets. What are you doing?
Yeah, right.
Hunter, be honest. Have you ever owned a pair of those?
I have. Oh, absolutely. My God. You know,
you're the worst guy I know. You're the worst human being.
Hey, you know what? There's times in your life where you think that's cool.
No, never. Oh, never. That should never have been a time in your life, all right? That was during your puka shell visor techno right. days, wasn't it? It was.
Like a chandelier. Was that from Deadpool? Good Lord.
You spin around. You're the disco ball. Your pants are so shiny. Anyway, so no pants day. Take them off. Let it hang out.
Speaking of that, real quick, my wife yesterday, I'm cutting up. What was I cutting up yesterday in the kitchen? And all of a sudden, wham, my pants right to the floor, dude. She pantsed me yesterday.
Good God.
Like, you are a jokester. Once in a while,
she's getting worse than you. She's getting, you've ruined your wife. She was a sweet lady.
Right to the ankles, too. Yeah. You know what I did? I didn't pull them up. I just sat there.
Hey, that's what, this is your life now. This is what you're doing.
You want a full moon? Here you go.
Here you go. And it is not clean.
Oh.
Lastly, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons just released their data from last year, and the most popular type of procedure last year was butt implants. That honky-tonk, ba-donk-a-donk.
Ba-donk-a-donk.
There was a 22% rise in butt implants in 2020 compared to the year before. No other procedure even came close to that kind of growth, literally. In fact, almost everything else was way down. So, why are butt implants so popular? Yeah. Doctors have two theories. One, we spent so much time sitting around last year that we were worried about our butts flattening out. And two, during our boredom last year, we spent a ton of time scrolling Instagram and watching reality TV, and we got butt envy from the people we saw. This is sad.
So what is it? Is it just like a boob implant, like a bag they put in there?
Yeah, they just put silicone bags in there, and Like, Kim, for all of you ladies out there that are getting a complex and you watch these horrible reality TV shows, you're like, oh, my God, look, they look so good. They don't look good. Kim Kardashian's dump trunk of an ass does not look good, okay?
Well, it's all edited, too. It's all filtered, edited.
She literally has bags of silicone inside of her ass. There is nothing appealing about that whatsoever.
I mean, aren't you nervous, like sitting down one day,
yeah.
You know, that thing pops.
Yeah, that could happen, man. That could happen.
You know, like your chest, you're not sitting on your chest. You know, that you're not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be a little nerve-wracking. And what does that feel like? Is it like extra cushion? Like,
I mean, it's got to be like wearing like a beanbag on your ass all the time, right?
You know?
I don't know.
One day you just got a big ass, huh?
Exactly. That's the other thing, too, is like you go from having no ass to a big old badonkadonk, people are gonna know. It's not like, oh yeah, I did a bunch of squats. It's like, yeah, no, you put some some water balloons in there, and that's what happened. That's what happened. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it, folks. We don't need fake butts. You don't need calf implants. I'm okay with fake boobs. Absolutely, calf implants.
Calf implants are a thing.
You can basically get any part of your body worked on. You can get fake abs put in.
Check out these drumsticks, bro. Check them out.
Hunter, seriously, look up calf implants. Actually, to be fair, you could probably use some thigh implants with those little bird legs you got there.
It's like the turkey leg you get at medieval times, man. It's thick.
I can only afford one leg at a time, so I'm literally just walking off balance there. So, all right, there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump. Brought to you.